Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda.
I would like just to ask Gurudev one question about Radha Mohan birthday. If you can explain to us how they came here and 85 years ago, by his grandfather's mercy. So just that we can maybe take this with us into bed. Thank you, Buddha.
My grandfather, he is always coming to Delhi. He was MLC that time.
MLC?
MLC. Member Parliament State in British time.
Member Legal Assembly. Member Legal Assembly.
Legal Assembly. Like this here. Legal Assembly. And because why become he member Legal Assembly? Because this way he can come to Vrindavan. And the government gave him the house and everything in Delhi, but he comes, but maximum time he used in Vrindavan. That time when he is coming, he is staying in rental places. He start coming from 2020.
1920.
Are you recording this? Why recorded? Seriously. And after 4 or 5 years back, he is searching to buy some place for making temple. So he goes and sits in the land and do bhajan. And he meditate very stupid. When he come in this area, he sit here and doing bhajan. And this time, in bhajan he realized that is the, this place is the point of meeting of Radha and Krishna. This is Madhav Vilas, and the opposite side of road is a Radha Vilas. So Radha Rani is coming from that side and Madhav is coming from this side with the cows at the 4:30. And Radhika is going to take water from this. So this land was the point where they're meeting every day. And this realization come in his dream for that. So he purchased this land.
1928.
And then its construction start here. And you will surprise this Sachinandan. Grandfather was his private secretary. He always traveled with my grandfather. And he was very close friend of my grandfather. He was driving car. He was cooking very nice. One of the best cook he was. He was very jolly. He makes joke to my grandfather and he can say anything to him what others cannot say. He's like a friend. If anyone want to say something special to my grandfather, so they select to his grandfather, please you convey this message to Raj Rishi, Raja Raghunanda, and he say, okay, I will find the way to say something. So he was, he knows how to deal the thing. If he don't like, how to make him angry. He is very, very, very tactful, very intelligent. I never see sharp like him. I learned car from him. He is very intelligent from taking decision. And anything my grandfather asked, then he give answer like this. Any problem answer. Why? Because he was very genius, and that way my grandfather is very much liking to him. Nobody liked him. So they was very close till they were living together. And so he start coming here. And then decide to make here ashram. Temple. So this Radha Mohan temple, he cannot stay to leave Munger to construct here. So he selects some local people to help to build that place. So there are Vishambhar Goswami's father and today one couple come, his grandfather, they was all helping to build this temple. And it takes from 28 to 32 to make it up. All from front to back. And in 32 this all was, temple was built. Backside was not built, so slowly it start happening backside, but temple was ready. That way, also in the front, there is a one temple. Also my grandfather purchased in 35. We don't know that. We find the paper that this is also he purchased, and is a Mugir Mandir in the front.
That's
Radha Nivas, this is one of the last. So this way, he started doing service. And he was serving, you cannot imagine how much he do the Sadhu Vaishnavas here. He was never wearing shoes in Vrindavan. He comes, he goes to the Harikatha to all ashram. And also taking Madhukri from Brajavasi. Madhukri means begging in the house to take chapatis. Here 500 people are eating. All kitchen is running. But he go to beg the home of the Brajavasi. This was his humbleness. He was so simple living, you cannot imagine. One time he is wearing the clothes, it was broken. Then the assistant who is giving the clothes to wear, he said, why are you wearing this clothes? It's a broken clothes. What assistant said to you? He said, don't mind. Give another kurta. He wear an over the one kurta, second kurta. And he don't bother. So very simple. He never used soap in his life. He never used soap. And he was very pious, and that time he is chanting 3 lakhs. 3 lakhs chanting every day. And my grandmother, 3 lakhs. So they are, whole night, they are doing competition for chanting. They married very young. And after that, the first night, my grandfather said to my grandmother, I want to help from you. He said, what? What you will say, I will do. He said, I want your help, that you help me in chanting. She said, yes. And they both promised to do that. They sit in the night time after coming in the room. One corner, my grandmother is sitting, and other corner, grandfather is sitting. And they chant up to 4:30. And morning, that time, the grandfather go to the bed, and grandmother put the mat under the bed and sleep. Their life started with this. 3 years happened, no children coming. Then his father said to spy what is happening to Bhagatji. His name was Bhagatji in child because he was devoted, devotion. What Bhagatji do? One lady breaks a hole in the room and watching in night time. One day, 2 days, 3 days, they watch and they are not sleeping, they are sitting and chanting. Then she went to the father and said, this is happening. Father called to his son. He said, I warn you, in 1.5 years, if you not give child to manage the estates, then I will make your next marriage. It was very shocking for my grandfather. He said, yes, 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 yes. And he went to my grandmother. He said, I cannot do it next marriage. And my father wants child, what to do? Then they pray to the Krishna that if you want to come as my child, then I will accept. That way they are doing bhajan. You can imagine, you see the thing, construction, is all in 32. And see the in details of this construction. I only paint, nothing more. But you see the construction, how lovingly and caring, full of care is the builder. Sometimes you sit and watch and then you feel it. And this is coming only from the one pocket. And I cannot maintain from all of your pocket. To maintenance and keep it up, I cannot do. And they do with the one pocket, their own pocket, own personal money, they build it like this. And not only this, you ask Gaurachandra, 3 temples is in Mugher, 1 is in Jamda, 4, 1 this, 5, and 1 more comes, 6.
And one was in
Biharji,
which was donated.
Yes. Like this. They are always in service. All the Brajvasis know in very details. At the same time, they have a Rolls Royce. You see that picture? Golden Rolls Royce. What Guinness book, you can see about that. It's mentioned about Raja Raghunandan. And at the same time, he was so simple. If you don't know, you cannot recognize. One time, he was sitting in the temple in Mugher. One person came. He said, Panditji, Panditji. He said, yes, my grandfather. Can you give me Charanamrit, some prachar? He went inside the temple and he gave Charanamrit and prachar. And very lovingly caring. And then somebody said, no, no, he's king. He's not Pandit there. He come again. He give Dandavati, he said, you are so simple, I cannot imagine that you are so big person and so simple. He's very, very kind heart. And he's very caring for one penny also at the same time. And he is very much for the service, you can see that. See? And my grandmother, when she died, she write one note for family. I don't miss that copy, but I remember the words. He said, my dear son and my grandson and coming generation, I give one suggestion to you. If you want to grow in your life, you do one thing. Never forget the service of Radha Mohan. And do it. By doing, you will get everything. And by living, you will lose everything. So that is her instruction. And sometime I was sitting, I was watching. She never take any bread till the all members of the family, 500 members, all never eat food. She knows that all finished, then she take the prasad. One time, 1:32, from morning to 2, and evening only one glass of milk. This is her queen food. You can imagine how their simple life they live. Full life was in service and never they have any problem. If any problem comes, my grandfather never takes. He said, this is the mercy of my Radha Mohan. And 100% believing for her.
And the prasad never used to finish, he used to distribute to everybody. Can you please tell something about this?
What?
For the Adhiti used to distribute prasad, never used to finish.
Her box never in. In the box, she has one box, maybe 10 people, 20 people can eat that. But 100 people come, she open box and it comes out and given to her, like Annapurna. When the family, they know eat first in the home, and after eating of whole family member they take, she got the Annapurna Shakti. That way, she can feel so many guests, and there will be never less. You see, in Radha Mohan, never less, over. You see, Prem Prasad, so much Prem. How was the Prem Prasad today evening? You see that? Everything in the Prem Prasad. Morning is everything in the Prem Prasad. What you eat, it's serving. Same standard. This is the mercy of Kesava Baba. Vaishnav do the one way of service. Big or small, everything is for Vaishnava. We are very fortunate that we have Keshav Baba.
Grandfather, yes?
He is my grandfather. This is the, this is he. He brings the Vaishnava Mahaprabhu in the family. Before, three generations before. Before, his father was Shiva Bhakta. There was not Krishna Bhakta. Shiva and Ram. But when he comes from his childhood, he starts playing with Krishna. And Krishna Bhakti, then he finds Guru and he was Gaura Bhakta. So he got the mercy of Gauranga and Krishna. So Gauranga is clearing your things, all details. Gaura Bhakta has more details. Knowledge of Krishna. So this was very unique for Bihar, Munger. At that time, his qualification to work in his empire area, if you are Vaishnava, you are not eating meat, you are accepted to work.
Can you please tell more about your grandmother? How was your relation? Like, how used to when you were child?
Grandmother is my mother. Because I lose my mother when I was 5 years old. She died. And my father was very young. So immediately my grandfather and grandmother married him. So I have a stepmother. But we are living with grandmother. Sleeping with grandmother, eating with grandmother, and playing with grandmother. I and my small brother. My name Anand and his name was Krishna. So we are doing, living with him. And we know all details of her activities. I'm watching. One day she was sitting and doing bhajan. Morning 3:30 she wake up and sit in bhajan. 5, 6 we wake up. No bath, nothing. We jump on the lap of grandmother. Dadi, dadi. Dadi means grandmother. Laddu. I'm very, very attached with laddu. And the box was finished with laddu. So she said, take them, some other thing. I said, no, 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 laddu, laddu.
One point.
Said, and some dry fruits. And both are finished. So she said, wait, wait, wait. And I see from the sky dry fruits are coming up, coming down. I said, who is giving to you? See, take. I said, what? From where it's coming? Don't say to anyone. It's a private thing. And we eat so tasteful, I cannot imagine. One time, grandmother is always listening Bhagavat. So, that time was the Prahlad story is going on. And the Hiranyakashipu is giving torturing to the Prahlad. Throwing from the mountains and putting in the fire, like this story. And he was Narayan Bhakta and he wants to make his devotee, king devotee, and he is not accepting that time. I listen, they are doing. I said to the Katha Vachak, who is talking, Katha giving, I said, stop, it's too much. I was small child. I said, stop, it's too much torturing to Prahlad. I cannot listen this. What type of God is this, who is not looking and helping to the Prahlad? Stop. I don't believe in this God who don't take care of the devotees. Stop it, I don't want to listen to this. And I start shouting, and Adi is calling to me, sit, and then I have, listen, you will know this.
Where was the Bhagavad going that time, in the temple?
Always she is listening. Where she is chanting and one person is talking, and all the time she is listening. Always somebody comes, she starts, like every day she listens. Listening is very important. She pays for reading and listening. So I feel how much I was respect and attached of the devotees. Why I recommend you to read the Sense of Braja. If you not read, how you will know the feelings? What is the beautiful devotee's life is? Sure read, if you have a money, sure buy this book, Sense of Braja, Scent of Bengal, and see that book, how beautiful inspiration comes in your life. And the Bhakta's story, is a Bhagavan story. Bhagavan, Krishna is only with the heart of Bhakta. If you cannot feel the Bhakta, how you will know the Lord, Krishna? Impossible. You can know the Krishna through this Bhakta. You cannot know yourself. You have to know through Radhika. You have to know through Yashoda mother. You have to know through his friend. And you have to know through the Bhakta who is in this mood practicing. You see any Bhakta, he has a one mellow mood to practice. Then your greed will increase. How to improve in my life, this life? How the feelings will grow? How to do in life? In the Christian also, you see, there is God. And there is Jesus. You read the Jesus life more or you read the God philosophy more? Show me who knows the God philosophy and who is practicing that. They only read through the feeling of Jesus and love of Jesus. Why? He is a Bhakta. If you read the Bhakta's story, you will become bhakta. We say that we are bhakta, but no bhakta. Without mallow, there is no bhakti. External change is no change, my dear, when the heart is not changed. So my request, develop your mood, learn from the devotees, associate with the devotees, and do what normal life you want to live. There is no problem. But never leave this association. I was so excited when I see today Rasa. It's not theater, it was Rasa. Full of Rasa. I cannot sit. I was so excited when I listened to Radha Rasulani Ji song, she is singing, and it was full of feeling. Vishwananda start crying, I start crying, and I cannot hold myself. I leave the chair and go to stop myself, to control myself. It was full of feeling. He said, Sadhu Maharaj, I see many theaters, but so much feeling, I never see that. You have so nice devotees who can generate and create the feelings. I say, also your mercy, Maharaj, all Vaishnavas' blessing, they try to develop. Thank you for that. Yes? And I am very proud of my Mridula, daughter-in-law. When I say to go in stage and respect them, all artists, that time she was show her real Vaishnava feeling. She went and she gave dandavat to Radha Krishna. I was so happy that really my grandfather, grandmother wishes, my father wishes, they will continue future in life. They will develop devotion in this life. This is the reason when you respect, you feel that he is really Radha and Krishna. That feeling is not a drama, this is the real. After coming, you all become like that. Krishna come inside you, Radha come inside you, and you start acting like that. You say, everyone become like that, and she respect, and Radha Mohan accept this, and over to her. I see this. Thank you, Mridula. I am very proud of you. And I don't imagine that Gopinath can do so nice program and organize the function. He is one of the best organizers. I will suggest everyone to learn from Gopinath how peacefully and lovingly he organized the things. I like this. And surprise, he not give burden for the temple also. All devotees start giving and he arranges all fund with that. It's no any pressure for the temple also. This is the great management of Gopinath. I am very thankful to you also, Gopinath. You grow like this in your life. I'm thinking, Radha Mohan, I'm so happy this time. Next time I will see again or not your birthday. Because health is not going good. But it will be more and more good by all of your cooperation. Radha Mohan is yours. And I believe if you accept like this, never problem will come in your life. Never. All problems will go very far. You believe me. There will be, you have to search what problem I have to solve now. Sometime I calculate what problem I have, what to think and what to solve. There is no problem. What I do? Nothing to do. Relax. I never tension anything. I don't take any tension. I think and things happen. From 6 months, non-stop work are going on and on.
We know.
Not stopping. 6 months, they are here. Gopinath absent. Are Gurudev? It should be finished, then plan. I say, I am doing because I don't know I will stay more or not. I want to see everything like this.
Raj, you are so healthy, you will stay with us for 20 more years.
Yes.
200.
I am nothing problem. If I go, I stay, I have no problem.
Why do you say that you
I am really want to stay. Why? That I can chant more. I can stay in Vrindavan more. But if I cannot stay, no problem. Both are smiling. Only not take to me daily in ventilator. This is my request publicly, I am telling you. If you love me, you will not do for me. Radhe Radhe.
Jai Shri Radhe.
Can you please tell us more about your grandmother and grandfather?
One time my grandmother always told me many stories. So when grandfather goes, he has a little less vision. So he goes and do seva from his own hand in the Munger Krishna, Radha Krishna. So he went with silk chadar and yellow and dhoti because he has to go temple. He always keep this, white or yellow. And he goes and he put the perfume and put on the clothes. He seva this, was the perfume seva. So he took all the perfumes, very costly perfume, and put the flavor in the face, in the... And the bitter seva, pan, green bitter, he offered. After that, he took his mouth near to the Radha Rani and Krishna, and he is kissing everything. I look this. I said, what are you doing with the face there? That small child, they put the cloth and they wash, you know. So I said, what are you doing there? Then I see, he is doing like this. And then, so my grandmother has a service of dress, cloth making. She 10 persons sitting every day with her, ladies, and they stitching with the hand, not with machine. So she make with all clothes with maybe some old clothes you can see is silver and gold. And very costly. That time when the money is no value, dollar was 5 rupees or 7 rupees, that time, very costly clothes. Then she said one day to his husband, what you do? Say what? You don't see, it's so costly cloth I make every day. And you put full oil in the cloth, perfume. You take some little oil and put in the face and little in the cloth. Why you stop my seva? I give you a chance to do more. I won't stop you. I increase your service. And then my grandmother said, Hare, you have to feel that I'm so much working hard for one set of clothes, 10 days to make with the hands. He said, no problem. Do it more and more. Seva should be more and more. Never become tired with doing seva. And I inspire you to do more. And you inspire me, I do more. Oh. We have this type of exchange of talk. One time, my grandfather is giving timing from 10:30 to 11:30 to manage the states. One time one person come, he becomes very heavy with my grandfather. He start shouting, he start talking bad words to him, and he start not good words he start uttering to him. That time many of the staff run and catch him and want to put him in the lock and key. Then my grandfather said, why you do this? He said, he is very misbehaving to you. So I will put in the control, I will hold him. He say you bad words. So what word? He say I throw it out. He say like this. He like to do this. Clean. I clean it. I have no problem. Why you make problem for him? Don't do anything. He wants to share his feeling, but he has a problem. If somebody do mistake, where he will go to say? He has to come to me. He has to exchange with me. And what he say, I don't mind it. I throw it. So when we mind it and we not throw it, then go inside. I learned this. So any bad thing is happening, you throw it like this. Why to take the things? What is useless for me? And what happened? They want to catch him to put him in the under lock. After that, in 10 minutes he started crying and shouting and took the feet of the grandfather and he's crying, "Excuse me, excuse me, I'm a very apradhi, very guilty." He said, "No, no, no problem, my blessing." And he gave money and everything what he need. And so you are happy. And he become his disciple. He care like this. So kind person I never see in my life. Like my grandmother. Sometime my grandmother become very angry. Sometime if anything not right, she became angry. One day she was angry with one lady and one man. I said, "Get out, get out." I went to him. I want to feel him, how he is feeling. He said, "Today, my good luck." I said, "Why? She's angry and you say, good luck?" I say to me, that lady said, "You wait and watch from distance what is happening now." After some time, my grandmother cooled down and she feel guilty, I do. And then she start calling to that person, "Come, come, come. Eat something, eat something." And from there, big money she is keeping. And keeping to her. "Don't say to anyone. This is for your personal use. Take it. Sometime ornament, sometime something. Sorry, excuse me. Don't feel it." This I see in my childhood to them, how they are great souls. My father, he never fight with anyone. His name was Sachinanda. He is full of love all the time. He only give love and care. All time. I feel like not my father. I feel like my friend. He is so much loving and caring to everyone. So I feel many things I learn in the family. And we learn in the family. And we have to become like that to teach to the children like that. Yes, for that we have to be balanced, then I can teach to others. If I am unbalanced, how I will do this? And this can increase by your bhajan. They are in bhajan, they are in the service. They feel that they are king for the service. If you have a money, why you will put the money out from your children? No, you will keep for your children. And they do for Radha Mohan. They do for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They do for Patit Pavan.
Jagannath.
They give fund and everything that all things goes good. Land, everything. That no burden for anyone. They share that things. When I was young, I think where I born, where only 5-6 temples are here. No factory. Which type of king? He never make one factory for us. No business for us. Nothing. How we will survive without business? Honest, I say, how I will survive? And these temples, he need, these temples need money. It's not a business. You have to put money to maintain. And if you have no, then how temple will run? My God, what mistake they do in my their life. They never think for the children. How they will eat and what they will do. Honesty. Then I say, I will create one business empire, many factories and this. I have to do something. If not, then what? How the generation will run? Only temple is all expenditure. This palace is a white elephant. This palace is a white elephant. You go, one room is half of this, and this type of 108 rooms. Before was many staff. And if the staff is not there, then you are caretaker of the palace. I said, my God, the toilet is broken, pipe is fitting, and the cleaning, it's so big area, my God, what will happen? How to maintain this? Tax is big, whole buildings is big, one not many places are there, only the place for the expenditure. The palace is for expedition, temple is for expedition. From where income will come? How to balance this? Economics. So I start running for the economic to balance. First, when I was 16 years old. And I tried my best to do it, to make balance. Then I jumped for the business, but we have no experience of business. They are king family and business, they are just reverse thing. One is baniya, calculating money, and king's whole life plans how to expend the money. What is the difference between the king and the businessman? King only plans, today is my budget to expend 5,000 euro. I will expand here and there and there and there. Again 5,000 will come tomorrow. Again expand. From where is coming? No bother. Expenditure plan is should be nice. And the businessman, he said, income don't see, but income should come. Expenditure not see, sorry. Expenditure not do, income should come and close the army with the money. This is business. If you cannot save the money, you are not businessman. And if you cannot expend the money, you are not king. Right or not? If you are baniya, then you are not king. So 3, 4, 5, 6 generation never business. They are practicing to be a king. How to expand? Money is already coming. It's a full. Many rooms are full, and you have to expand. So this was transaction period for me to come from the business, king to business. I break down, I cannot manage, because nature was bad to expand.
Can we tell that there was money change when you were young? The big monies were like a tissue paper.
Uh-huh. Almira was full with the ornaments, but I never have attachment with that ornament. Diamond, ruby, only this almira open is all full of money. All almiras was full of money, big notes before was. But I am never attached. I see and close. I never touch a stone. I feel a stone on it. Honest, I say. I never keep the lock. Still, I have no lock. You see, any place I have lock. No lock. This is my nature. And my father was very angry with me. Why? I cannot say no. Then he said, please, my dear son, try to understand to say no to someone. He said, very angry. He says, sometimes you learn to say no. You say yes and you cannot do. You say yes and still I say yes. I cannot say no. This is my nature. So, this way up and down happen. Many slap I find. That is not for you. It's not for you. Again, I try to be a businessman. It's not for you. One day I was sitting in Delhi. And Radha says, now your time to come. And her mother was there, they are small child. I say, I'm going to Vrindavan.
86.
And I went, come to Vrindavan. In 5 minutes, I take one bag and come.
So you just gave him one cloth.
One sifari suit. Then one dhoti or gamsha. Then I am wearing nice clothes. That time, nobody can understand who I am. And sleeping in the front of Radha Mohan. One mat and sleeping there. And doing bhajan. That's doing too. Service. All service I do. All arti I was there.
Cleaning of toilets, cleaning, grooming.
I can make any plan by sitting here. Any place you say anything. Because I know. Now I don't know. Before, that time I start doing on and on. Then one day I was in Aarti, and I'm doing Aarti, reading Aarti. And thinking how to make toilet. In the front of Radha Mohan, not thinking for Radha Mohan, thinking for toilet. He said, are you a fool? What are you doing here? Thinking for toilet in my front? In Aarti? Are you think for me? These toilets will automatic come. Why you think for toilet? Automatic! And from that moment I stopped thinking. You see automatic coming everything or not? What is my effort? You have to believe his word. Maybe not now, immediately, but it will come. Everything will come, what you think in Vrindavan. So always think positive here and you will see result will come. All will come good. All will become beautiful. That I suggest to you. This is my experience and realization. Attachment with Radha Mohan is important, that I can say. One point eight, if you fixed yourself, you will get everything. I learned from my grandmother teaching, and I suggest you this for you. Thank you.
Jai Radha Mohan.
And I experience, not talking from the books. I realize with my experience. Thank you.
Radhe, Radhe, Gopal.